Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about self-esteem, that thing that we all have, and I've got some hints and tips and strategies for how we might be able to boost that for ourselves if we feel we need to, if we know that about ourselves. All of us have a self-reference point. All of us use ourselves as reference points in our understanding and relationship between ourselves and the world. Whether we're aware of it or not, we're always checking in with who we think we are and how we think we are in the world. And this process and the information that we're able to use and draw from was given to us many, many years ago. It might be in our family of origin. It might be in the interactions in our family, the family dynamic. It might be compiled by the decisions that we've made and the things that people have said about us, whether they be helpful and nice or unhelpful and unkind, and also our experiences in life. And this develops a bit of a portfolio, a picture of who we are that we carry into our family, into our relationships, into who we are at work, into how we deal with money and our financial situation. It becomes a very important lens through which we understand ourselves and the world. So the idea of self-esteem is really, it's a self-perception. It's a picture of ourself and our value in the world. This is a really, really deeply held belief that is compiled throughout the course of our life, and it lies beneath all of our perceptions, all of our actions, all of the decisions that we make or we don't make, and it also lies beneath all of our thinking and the feelings that we experience as well. Because of that, it's not uncommon for people with quite low pictures of themselves, quite low self-esteem, to experience an increased incidence of depression, increased anxiety, and overall lower well-being, because our sense of who we are in the world is really, really closely associated to our wellness in the world and the things we allow ourselves to do or not. So I've got a few tips and a few strategies for how you might be able to give yourself a little self-esteem boost if you think you might need it. So my first tip is to ask yourself to rate yourself. Think about how you generally feel about yourself and give yourself a rating from 1 being not very highly at all to 10 being, you know, I think I'm a pretty okay human being in the world in the scheme of things. If it's low, if we're 5 or lower, ask yourself, where might this message have come from? What things in my life might have helped to shape this picture of who I am? Who in my world may have given me some of this information and this view of myself? We'll explore a little bit more of this important issue and what it means for our lives next week on Mind Games.